Which job are you applying for?
Welcome, everyone. I'm Fernando, and we're here with JP. JP, what's going on, man?
Not much, Fernando. Another great lesson today. Fernando, you better tell us what we're going to hear in this lesson.
I will. In this lesson, you will learn about the verb venir. The conversation takes place in an office lobby, and the conversation is between Claudio and a stranger. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
All right, let's listen to this dialogue.
Hola, ¿vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Sí, ¿para qué puesto solicitas?
Busco trabajar en ventas.
Pues mucha suerte.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Hola, ¿vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Sí, ¿para qué puesto solicitas?
Busco trabajar en ventas.
Pues mucha suerte.
One more time with the translation.
Hola, ¿vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Hi, are you also coming to apply for a job?
Sí, ¿para qué puesto solicitas?
Yes, which job are you applying for?
Busco trabajar en ventas.
I'm looking to work in sales.
Pues mucha suerte.
Well, good luck.
All right, we're back. Now, Claudio and the stranger were in an office lobby, right?
Right.
They were waiting for an appointment?
Yeah, I think they're both applying for a job.
Okay. So Claudio says, hi, are you applying for a job also?
Hola, ¿vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Okay. ¿Vienes también? Are you coming also a solicitar empleo? To apply for work.
Sí. ¿Vienes también a solicitar empleo? I think they're both about to interview.
Oh, okay. So it's that nervous energy in the lobby.
Yeah, they're both looking at each other's applications or something.
All right. So how did the stranger reply?
Yes. Sí. ¿Para qué puesto solicitas?
Mm-hmm. ¿Para qué puesto solicitas? Now there's that verb solicitar again, to apply. So what post or what job are you applying for?
Right. ¿Para qué puesto solicitas?
And then Claudio says, I'm looking to work in sales.
Busco trabajar en ventas.
Okay. Now that's pretty much an exact translation. Ventas is sales, trabajar en ventas, to work in sales. And then busco trabajar en ventas, that busco is the verb buscar, which means to look for.
I'm searching for a job in sales.
Okay.
And well, JP, the stranger wishes him good luck.
Okay, how do you say that in Spanish?
Mucha suerte.
Mucha suerte, that's how you say good luck to somebody.
In this case, the stranger says, pues mucha suerte.
Well, good luck.
Yeah.
That's nice, that's very civilized of them. Should we take a look at the vocabulary?
Yes. También.
Also, as well, to.
También. También. Solicitar.
To request. To solicit. To apply for.
Solicitar. Solicitar. El puesto.
Job. Post.
El puesto. El puesto. La venta.
Sale.
La venta. La venta. Mucha suerte.
Good luck.
Mucha suerte. Mucha suerte.
Okay, now that we've heard these words in isolation and got their pronunciations, let's take a closer look at their meaning. Now, how did we start?
Let's start with también.
También. Okay, this means also or as well. Now, Claudio asks, are you also coming to apply for a job?
¿Vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Okay, ¿vienes también? Are you coming also? Okay.
Exacto. Solicitar, which is our next word.
Okay, solicitar, we said, was to request or to apply for. Now, it looks and sounds a lot like the English word solicit.
Right.
Which means to ask for something.
To ask for something, which you see those signs in many stores.
Mm-hmm.
No soliciting.
Yes. Now, in Spanish, you use this verb solicitar to apply for a job, right?
Exactly, yes.
Now, Fernando, sometimes I talk to Latinos and they do say aplicar for a job.
Right. It's standard amongst them, but it's not the proper way to...
Right. It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I mean, it's not like, oh my God, what did he say?
Right. But definitely solicitar is the safe way to go.
It's the safe way. It's the proper way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. El puesto.
El puesto. Literally, this is the post. And in this case, it means the job. So the stranger asks Claudio, what job are you applying for?
¿Para qué puesto solicitas?
Okay, ¿para qué puesto solicitas? Okay, puesto is a job.
Next word, la venta.
La venta, okay. La venta would be the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sail, S-A-L-E. It's not like on a boat.
Not like on a boat.
No, but sale, referring to the act of selling, or also an individual sales transaction. So you just made a sale, mm-hmm. right? Now, in the dialogue, we heard it in the plural, right? We heard ventas, en ventas.
En ventas. Busco algo en ventas.
Okay, I'm looking for something in sales. So just like in English, we heard en ventas, in sales, we heard it in the plural.
Exactly. Last one, mucha suerte.
Mucha suerte. This is a whole sentence, really. It's a whole phrase, right?
Good luck.
It's an expression. Good luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mucha suerte.
Mucha suerte.
Okay. I've also heard buena suerte. Is that all right?
Buena suerte. Buena suerte is, yeah. Buena suerte is definitely used.
Mm-hmm. And then mucha suerte is just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sweet. Should we move on to the grammar section?
Yes.
Okay, for the grammar today, I want to talk about the verb venir. Now, once again, we heard Claudio ask the stranger, are you coming to look for a job?
¿Vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the verb venir mm-hmm. in the second person singular. So, you come, vienes, all right? Now, let's review that whole conversation because I think when I say vienes, you can hear that there's a diphthong, right? There's vienes, there's that ye sound in it. Whereas in the infinitive, the dictionary form, you heard venir, which is a pure E sound, right? So in the second person singular, in the tú form, you hear vienes, right? Mm-hmm. How about él and ella?
Él viene, ella viene.
Okay. He comes, she comes.
Right.
Viene, right? How about they come?
Ellos vienen.
Ellos vienen, right? Now you heard that ye again. So in the two third person forms and also in the second person singular, you're going to hear that ye. Vienes, viene, vienen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the other forms, like, for example, in the nosotros form, we come.
Nosotros venimos.
Venimos, right? You hear the pure E. Venimos. And also, if you're talking to your friends in Spain, you'll hear it also in the vosotros form.
Vosotros venís.
Vosotros venís.
Sí.
Okay, I always have to put on that extra European thing
right.
to say that one. So in the infinitive and in nosotros and vosotros form, it's the pure E sound. Venir, venimos, venís. In the other forms, it's that diphthong, right? Vienes, viene, vienen. Now, the yo form is special, right? I come.
Yo vengo.
Yo vengo. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got the G in it. Yo vengo.
Vengo.
All right, now I skipped around, so let's put it all in order, just because I know some of you are like, oh, don't skip around. So let's put it all in order. I come.
Yo vengo.
You come.
Tú vienes.
He, she, it comes.
Él, ella viene.
Okay, how about we come?
Nosotros venimos.
Nosotros venimos. And they come.
Ellos vienen.
Okay. Now, if you happen to have European Spanish friends, you're going to tell them, you all come.
Vosotros venís.
Vosotros venís. Okay. So that covers them all. Okay. And also, ustedes vienen, right?
Ustedes vienen.
Okay. Cool. Venir. For now, it's time for us to go. So, hasta luego.
Adiós.
Hola. ¿Vienes también a solicitar empleo?
Sí. ¿Para qué puesto solicitas?
Busco trabajar en ventas.
Pues mucha suerte.